This podcast is a service of South Canyon Baptist Church in Rapid City, South Dakota. For more information about our church, visit southcanyonbaptist.org.
Hello, South Canyon. Welcome back to another podcast with the pastors. I'm Pastor Josh and Pastor Joel. Pastor Brent are here again. And as we jump back into the book of Acts here soon, we wanted to take a few minutes and just reflect on the 15 weeks or so that we spent this last summer in the book of Psalms. This is our third summer going through various Psalms, and we've just got seven more years to go before we get through all the Psalms, seven more summers. But we did something this year, went through from Psalm 120 through Psalm 134. Worked out great. They're called the Songs of Ascents. And the idea is that these are songs that the Israelite people would sing as they were pilgrimaging three times a year to Jerusalem for the various feasts that God prescribed in the Old Testament. And so they would sing these songs together as this mob is moving through the nation and preparing their hearts to worship and sacrifice and commune with God in the temple. And so these were songs they sang together to stir one another's heart and affection for God in preparation. So they were worshiping actually before they even got to the temple. It was just part of the journey, part of their pilgrimage to sing these songs together. And so what are some things that we have learned and appreciated about these psalms as we've preached through them this summer?
One of the things I have noticed as I've continued this series, as we've continued in the series, is just, you know, certain things that tend to be threads that run through many of these psalms. For example, the hills. You know, you read that, I will lift up my eyes to the hills, from where does my help come from, and so forth. And then there are other references to mountains and hills. And of course, that fits with the fact that these songs were sung by the pilgrims three times each year, the Jewish pilgrims, as they went to Jerusalem. And Jerusalem was on Mount Zion and surrounded by hills, surrounded by mountains. And so it makes sense that they would, you know, look up and look toward the horizon as they were traveling toward Jerusalem and see the hills. And that would remind them of different things and would be a part of their worship and their preparation to worship as they made their way toward Jerusalem. For example, they may have, when they said, I will lift up my eyes to the hills, from where does my help come from, that may have, at least in part, been an indicator that the hills were a place of danger, because there could be the danger of robbers, the danger of slipping and falling on the edges of mountains and hills as they were making their way toward Jerusalem. And so those were things that they possibly were thinking about, where they say, where does my help come from? Right after that, my help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth, and so forth. And then again, later, they talk about Jerusalem, obviously, a great deal, because they're going to Jerusalem, and they're going to be worshiping in Jerusalem. And then they refer to Jerusalem as Mount Zion. And so those are just some of the themes that I think are pretty interesting. And as I have looked at the Psalms in light of the Gospel, in light of the New Testament, I guess the text that I've come back to most of all is Hebrews 12, beginning in verse 22, where it says, but you, referring to New Testament believers from a Jewish background, but specifically Christians in Hebrews, but you have come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to innumerable angels in festal gathering, and to the assembly of the firstborn who are enrolled in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of the righteous made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkling of blood. And so, to me, what these psalms are ultimately pointing to, obviously, is we come to Jesus. He is our Jerusalem. He is our Zion. The gospel and what he's done is what this all points to, and that's where we meet God. We really meet God in Jesus Christ. They were going there, as God had instructed them, to worship him, in a sense, to meet him at the place where he had chosen for his name to dwell. But it all points to going to Jesus. And so he is Mount Zion in that sense. And the gospel is where we find this salvation that God's people desired and had.
Yeah, and I think some of the as we've gone through these, and I got opportunity to preach one of these psalms as well, what's striking is just some of the themes that we see, I think, throughout the psalms, but certainly in this collection of psalms, there can be a lot of looking back, Israel's history, both in his blessings and his mercies on them, as well as, you know, sufferings and afflictions that they've gone through, but being able to look back and see God's faithfulness, see his hand. And then in these songs themselves, and often in the form of a prayer, just being able to voice grief and lament for things either in the past or things they're currently experiencing, as well as being able to express, maybe right alongside those things, hope in his word, hope in his presence, and even as Brent was talking about, that kind of that future hope in Mount Zion, in the New Jerusalem, which as believers in Christ, we look forward to that that city where we will dwell with God and have complete security, complete safety and rest and peace. And I think just thinking as a worship leader, as a singer, just appreciating the need to be able to, in our songs and in our prayers, to really express emotions and not to be afraid of that, and not to try to deny those realities, but understand that God's word does address those things, and even in the Psalms gives us a way to voice those things and be able to grapple with sometimes those complex realities or experiences, but then, you know, out of that to find hope and to cling to our faith in the God who has been with us through all those things, and we have confidence and hope that he will bring us through, he will hold us fast. And so there's just a lot of richness there, and it's been a good reminder for me, just even in thinking about both the way I pray as well as the kind of songs that we want to be singing, just that there's an honesty and there's a depth of feeling. We don't want to be, I guess, trite or just try to be chipper about, like, oh, we're happy and we're just thankful. I mean, we certainly have reasons for deep joy and for gratitude, but God's not afraid of our being honest about, you know, how we're feeling and what our experiences are, and then him being able to meet us in that, and even as the God who understands and knows and identifies with us in our suffering, and in Christ even came and joined us in our suffering and suffered in our place. So yeah, it's been a great time just discovering how much is there in these psalms, often even way beyond what we might have initially assumed or initially realized was there. Just so much encouraging content and encouraging truth there for us as believers.
Yeah, as I look at these, just along that same line, just even the first line of each psalm and where that starts, kind of the emotional starting place of each of these, like in Psalm 120, in my distress, I called to the Lord. In Psalm 121, I lift my eyes up to the hills. Where does my help come from? You've got kind of a desperation in both of those, right? And then 122, I was glad when they said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord. So there you've got a real happy, anticipatory mood starting place there. Psalm 122, to you I lift up my eyes, you who are enthroned in the heavens. And Psalm 124, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, and it keeps going through, you know, how God did deliver through difficulty. Psalm 125, those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion. So now you have this kind of confidence psalm. And then 126, the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion. We were like those who dream. Psalm 127, unless the Lord builds the house, those who build it labor in vain. Psalm 128, blessed is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in his ways. Psalm 129, greatly have they afflicted me from my youth. So a deep lament there. Psalm 130, out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. So now you've got deep despair. Psalm 131, O Lord, my heart is not lifted up. And then Psalm 132, remember, O Lord, in David's favor, all the hardships he endured. Psalm 133, behold how good and pleasant it is when brothers dwell in unity. So you've got a celebration and a thankfulness of the community of faith. Psalm 134, come bless the Lord, all you servants of the Lord. Now you've got this exhortation. The starting places, I think, is just really remarkable. And then if you were to read, I won't do it now, but read where they land, where each psalm lands, just the progression through the psalm, the journey through these emotions. Some of them change, some of them don't. Some are celebration all the way through, some are despair all the way through. Some go from despair to rejoicing and everywhere in between. And the encouragement and the language that we're given here, that wherever we are, whatever we're feeling, we can express that to God. And we have songs that help us through that, and songs we sing to and with each other to help that. And then one other thing that I've just been reminded is that I think these psalms remind us that we are pilgrims. It's the already and not yet of the kingdom. Even in this Old Testament, where they're journeying through difficulties, but they're anticipating when they arrive in God's presence. And all of this is an imperfect shadow of what should remind us that the kingdom has come. God does offer this kind of help and presence now, but we are journeying to a new Jerusalem, a new city. We are looking forward to and traveling together. And that as a church, we ought to be reminded that we are to sing these songs together. We are to help each other journey. The journey is difficult to get through the hills and the valleys of life, to reach Jerusalem. For the Christian, we are persevering together and reminding and lamenting and carrying one another's burdens as we journey to the new Jerusalem one day. And so I've just tried to remind myself through this series that we are pilgrims. We're not home yet, but we do have people to travel and journey with as we anticipate the day when there will be no more sorrow or crying or pain. We'll be in the new and better Jerusalem with Jesus in glorified bodies and a new heavens and a new earth. We are pilgrims, very much like these guys were, but in a fuller and greater sense.
And I think with that, the idea that we are exiles, you know, in the meantime, as we're journeying, we're not there yet, and so we're in a sense away from our home. And sometimes in these psalms, we see the contempt, for example, that one psalm talks about that was heaped upon God's people because of they were God's people because of what they believed and how they believed, and there are applications obviously for us in this time that we are in exile. We live in a strange place compared to or in relationship to heaven, which is our home. So that's another theme. And then, you know, another thing, they traveled as families, and so there's some emphasis on children and children's children. And I think, Josh, you preached, I know you did, Psalm 128, 127. Yep. Yeah, unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain, and so forth, and the children are a heritage from the Lord. So that's an interesting psalm to me, too, because it's connected to, most likely, this journey, because they would be journeying as families, and so they would, in a sense, celebrate that and rejoice in the realities behind God's blessing in that way also.
So they're short, punchy psalms, but they contain a lot. And as you put them together, assemble them, as we've tried to over the summer, you get a beautiful picture of what God's people go through and how they persevere and how they work together and sing together. And so it's a beautiful picture, I think, of the Christian life, even in these psalms. So,
amen.
Great. Well, let's not leave these psalms behind. But let us continue to journey together as a community of faith, singing these songs, realistic about the struggles, realistic that we are not home yet. We are aliens. We are in a foreign land. But God has not abandoned us. He will provide for us. Our help does come from the Lord. And unless he builds the house, we labor in vain. But he is building the house. So we do labor with hope and journey together. And one day we will reach Mount Zion, the new city. And so what good news that is. So we hope that you've enjoyed this time in the Psalms, and pray that these things continue to form us. So thank you. Have a great week.
This podcast has been a service of South Canyon Baptist Church. Thank you for joining us today. We hope that this production has been an encouragement to you. May God bless you.